G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014 preliminary final weekend, the best weekend of footy on the calendar for mine.
It's absolutely
fans weekend, and we've got a couple of really cracking games in front of us, mate.
We do. Special little up yours to begin the podcast history. 26 of 28 didn't go out in straight sets over 14 years, and the year that I get on both and multi them up, they go bang, bang. Thanks for playing. With that said, 25 of the qualifying final winners out of the last 28 have had the week off, subsequently won the prelim and gone into the grand final. The only three that haven't ended up winning the flag. So we don't have a qualifying final loser that meets that criteria this year. So history says Swans and Hawthorn, but history didn't do me any favours last week, so I'm a little reluctant to get too excited at this stage. We kick things off on Friday night with the Swans and North Melbourne in Sydney. Swans laying about 4.5 goals, total points line mid to high 170s.
Yeah, originally thought long and hard about playing the over in this game. Don't really like a great deal about the line head to head. Sydney, you know, extremely potent up forward. North have a very serviceable defence. Scott Thompson's a jet down there and he'll get a job. Grime has been doing reasonably well, but was really manhandled late last week by Hawkins. And if he gets a job on Tippett, then you probably expect a bit more of the same. Mm. Given the way both sides tend to start their finals, it's really tough and inside and tested and slow. So the lack of points early in the game, or the probability of lack of points early in the game for mine, is probably just enough to stay away from the high 170s. There's a lot of room on both sides of that line, so I think I'm going to sit this one out. But just a couple of things to note. Obviously, Boomer Harvey got off at the tribunal, again, just proving that there's different rules in September as there is anywhere else.
Absolutely.
Letter of the law, he should have got rubbed out, but it's good for footy that he's playing. Shouldn't be missing games for that sort of stuff. Sydney, I think, just too potent across every line. As good as North have been playing, they've got Malcheski will come back from a hamstring and play that distributor role off half back, and he's been really good, obviously, All-Australian name last night. And Franklin, yeah, he could just do anything. So I think Sydney to win this one pretty comfortably, but there's just a little bit too much. I think the lines are about right for this one.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here either. I was pretty close to North Melbourne at the plus with, if you could put aside the value of having a week off. North, really good record as big underdogs the last couple of years. They went on the road and beat Sydney earlier in the year. They went on the road and beat Freo. They've beaten Hawthorn, they've beaten Port. They're good enough to beat the elite sides of the competition, and they can win, as they've shown earlier this year, they can win on the road. If both sides came here off a 7-day break, I'd say 4.5 goals is too many.
Yep.
But at this time of year, gee, a week off to freshen the legs could be very, very important in the last quarter. I could see North really hanging with them for much of the game, and the Swans backdoor covering with a flourish in the last quarter just to really piss me off. So I'm not going to be betting this game. But I sincerely hope Sydney lose.
Yeah, look, I could get down with that. So
Saturday twilight, we're at the MCG for Hawthorn and Port Adelaide. Hawks laying just over 3 goals, total points line high 180s.
I'm both annoyed and slightly happy with the scheduling of this game.
Twilight's an odd one, isn't it?
It is a really odd one. It's going to make me miss probably the first 40 minutes of my footy presentation on Saturday night. But that being said, if they were playing it at 7 o'clock, I would have missed the whole thing. So we'll get around it and we'll embrace it and enjoy it. But it's a little bit of a weird one. Not a time that either of these sides would be accustomed to playing on a Saturday afternoon. But it's a preliminary final, so you'd play it anywhere, anytime.
Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, well, yeah, I would have thought.
I can't see how the TV market gets any better for a twilight game on Saturday.
I would have thought 2 o'clock or 2:15 start on Saturday would have been absolutely fine. I'm not sure why they decided to knock it back a couple of hours. Yeah, look, it's a bit bizarre, but as has been everything that the AFL has done this year in with regards to scheduling, so we won't get too deep into that. The sides themselves, the Port Adelaide obviously defied the odds last week and played an outstanding half of football, for sure. Probably let off the leash a little bit, or let off the hook a little bit, I should say, by Fremantle not converting their opportunities. That said, though, Port Adelaide took their chances. They've got some real match winners forward of centre, the likes of Gray and Wingard. Ollie Wines has been able to hit the scoreboard as well. They do get a lot of goals from their midfield and their high half forwards, and they've got a lot of options in that regard. Hawthorn don't have really outstanding small defenders. They've got really serviceable defenders, but the likes of Stratton and these sorts of guys who are a bit bigger are going to be forced to play in the smalls. And if they can't actually do the job, it's going to be really difficult for Hawthorn to close these guys down. On the other side of that, Hawthorn obviously are just as potent forward of centre. They've probably got the best forward line in the competition, especially from a diversity point of view anyway, and for options and avenues to go. I'd actually like to see the Hawks be a little bit more selfish forward of centre this week than they have been in the past. I think I've seen them probably fuck up 10 goals in the last 3 weeks by wanting to give the handball over the top. Just kick the goal yourself. Let's not worry about being too silly with it. Going to be won and lost, I think, in the midfield, given both sides' potency up forward. And I think the Hawks just the edge in that regard. It'll be a close game, but the favourites to win, I'm going to back the Hawks 1-39, $2.30 at Sportsbet.
Yeah, I couldn't find a bet here in the end. I got pretty close to a couple. I think the line's about right. Hawthorn, slightly better side than Port. You throw in home field advantage, you throw in a week off, and I landed on about 3-4 goals. I really wish this was an Arvo game. Two best attacking sides in the comp. I'd be very happy to play the over if I could get a fast track in a day game. But twilight night games do have a tendency to go the other way, although with these sides, that trend is less prominent. But high 180s, they've priced it right up to the mark here.
Yeah.
If I was going to play, I think Hawks to 139 is the play, but... there's, again, that week off at the end. I could just see it sitting there and sitting comfortably in that range, and you get to half a quarter to go and you think this is all fine. Port run games out, everything's cool.
Yeah.
And then the week of rest kicks in and one side gets away, Port go, well, bugger it, we can't win anymore. Suddenly 3 goals in 5 minutes and it's a 7-goal win and you get dusted.
Yeah, that's...
Just enough to keep me out. So between us, a grand sum of one bet this week.
Perfect. Get on it.
Beats going 0-5 like we did last week. So you got the Hawks 1-39,
and
I hope Sydney lose.
Yeah.
Good luck and good punting, folks.